I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the show all week long, we've been talking about the sort of weird cosmic connection between the movie Brigsby Bear and the Star Wars movies. Of course, we talked earlier, Star Wars is coming out tonight, The Last Jedi. And this movie Brigsby Bear that I'd seen over the weekend, Mark Hamill is in it. And he's in it for a kind of ironic reason. We don't want to give too much away, but yesterday Ben was explaining why he had not done his homework assignment of going and renting Brigsby Bear. He said that DirecTV had changed the font on their
that's not
on
the
their
only
menu
reason.
And that prevented you
that's
from
not the only reason.
Doing your homework. You said the font ate my homework,
right.
Was your exact phrase.
Yeah.
Well, I last night I don't know, about 10 o'clock or something like that, I look on my Twitter account, and I see a tweet from @BenRogers. Do you know who that is?
That's me.
Okay. I don't know how this got through. I thought I had blocked you, but yeah. It says, apologies for being late to the party. Bravo, @BrigsbyBear. Slow clap, Kyle Mooney, @KyleMooney. Thank you for the recommendation, @SkinWade. I cried. More than I'd like to admit, but I laughed even more. Holy balls, that was beyond creative, unpredictable, simply exceptional. And then you tagged @Hamill himself, Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, who has a role in the movie, and of course is Luke Skywalker. How did that tweet work out for you, Ben?
You know, I looked at Mark Hamill's Twitter account. He's got 2 million followers. He's got The Last Jedi opening in theaters tonight at midnight.
Uh-huh.
I thought, there's no way in hell he sees it, but that'd be really cool if Kyle Mooney responded.
Mooney's got like, what, 100,000?
100,000. Yeah. I thought, man, maybe Kyle Mooney would respond and we could get a dialogue going and get him on the show.
Yeah, I'd love that.
That was my expectation.
It's a good goal. And?
It worked out better than that. I couldn't believe it. I saw at one point, I'm looking at my timeline, and I said, oh, my God! Mark Hamill liked that tweet. I saw that he liked it, and I was like, I thought that's all that happened. And then one of our listeners goes, man, Mark Hamill responded to that tweet. I can't believe it. I got to go see it now. And I was like, what?
What?
And I went and found it, and I couldn't believe that he responded.
No, Mark Hamill responded, and he responded. And so basically, I don't know what people know about Twitter, but if you reply to a tweet, you reply to everybody copied in it. So Mark Hamill replied to you, Kyle Mooney, @BrigsbyBear, and then I'm tagged on this, and it says, my favorite movie of the year for one more day, @BrigsbyBear, and then there's a heart emoji and a bear emoji.
I couldn't believe it.
And like you said, what, 2.1 million followers getting ready for the premiere of Star Wars. So, boom, freaking Luke Skywalker replied to your tweet, and then were you at one with the Force or what happened?
I was. I feel like I'm levitating. But, you know, it's...
Did you win anything?
No, I didn't win anything. But I can't thank you enough for the recommendation, and your wife recommended it to you. And
yep.
It just seems like so many of the cool things we stumble across are because of your wife. She's like, she finds out about it. She's like, hey, you would be into this, and then you check it out, and you tell me about it, but... I mean, she's been on fire lately.
One of the things about my wife, and I figured this out real early, we went to go see the first movie. I mean, I bet I'd known her for 2 weeks or whatever. And we went and saw a day movie. And we went and saw, have you ever seen Welcome to the Dollhouse?
Yes, very odd.
It's an odd, dark movie. And it's humorous, but some people are like, this isn't humorous, this is too dark. And I take her to this movie, and I'm sitting there loving this movie going, well, this will probably run this gal off. And she loved it.
Really?
And I was like, okay, I think I might have the same taste as this girl. So we have the same taste in movies and TV shows, music, film. Like, we're in all that stuff together. So I think when she flew to Florida last weekend, And she watched it on the plane when we flew there. And I was exhausted because we got up at 5 in the morning. So I was trying to sleep. She kept waking me up, asking me questions about the movie she was watching that I was sleeping through.
I love it.
And then all throughout the weekend, she's like, you've got to watch this movie. You have to watch the movie. So I watched it flying home from Florida, and I was just like so enamored with it. And I'm sure you had the same sort of vibe.
Man, I can't thank you enough for telling me about it. And I couldn't get it up off the ground the first night.
Because of the font change.
Yeah, but last night watching it was funny because my wife would check in every once in a while, and she wasn't watching it, so she would just check in like every 15 minutes, and she'd be like, "I don't get this movie. I don't understand. Is this? You said this is a comedy. Is this funny?
Yeah.
You know." And I'm like welled up with tears, like trying to hide that I'm crying. And actually, my son watched it with us too. Max, my 12-year-old.
Did he like it?
I had to send him out twice. There were two things he couldn't watch. He was real dejected every time I sent him out. He loved it too.
Good.
Thought it was great. But so many movies are formulaic, and it's exactly what you expect, and it's easy to predict what's going to happen next. This was not that. I've never seen anything like that. It's very quirky and unusual and sweet and charming. And even though it's dealing with a really ugly topic, you know.
You're talking about
the original, yeah. What happened to this guy in his life.
Right.
But he's got things about him that are different, and they're really all just really sweet.
Yeah. And there's also this other sort, and this is why I really connected with this, and the reason Mark Hamill's in it, and the reason the timing is so amazing on all this, is that it deals with the obsessions of our childhood. And for us, you know, I was 6 years old. Star Wars came out on my birthday when I was 6 years old. And so Star Wars is what informed my childhood. You know, the main two things, Star Wars and basketball, right? But really more Star Wars than anything else. And with Mark Hamill being in this movie, that's what they would call ironic casting. It's on purpose. It's because so many people our age feel this way about Star Wars, where they're obsessive about it. And they had Star Wars sheets, and they had Luke Skywalker costumes,
action figures,
and on and on and on. And it's... And I think about, like, so on our show, KT and Chippy are, you know, what, almost 20 years younger than us. Not quite. Chippy is, but KT's, you know, almost that. But, like, we'll do the Today game, and they'll be talking about something I could not care less about because I was in my 20s and drinking when it came out. But it came out during their childhood, and it is so important to them. Or think about Kavanaugh talking about Kelly Kapowski and all this stuff. And there is this thing about when something... some sort of cultural artifact comes out during your childhood and it connects with you, it never leaves you, ever. And that's why Bassick, who's this, you know, tough sports athlete guy with no soul, he'll be, dude, of Star Wars, he becomes a child.
Right.
Because it's so important to him. And that's kind of one of these things this movie's about. And I just thought it was so ironic. We find out about this movie the week that another freaking Star Wars movie comes out. And here we are, whatever, you know, 40 years later, still caring about this stuff.
You know, I don't know what most people would think about this movie. I mean, obviously, it wasn't wildly successful, so it wasn't it's not a mainstream.
I follow movies and I didn't even know about it until I saw it on a plane.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I love SNL too. I had no idea. I didn't even know this was a thing. But it's if you want to watch a movie that is different, and just leave your expectations at the door. Don't even try to figure out what it is or what it's about, and just go in with an open mind. I think it'll touch your heart. I think you'll crack up. You'll laugh. You might tear up a couple times, but it's just unexpected and refreshing. It's like you know, like, I don't know. It's like smelling coffee beans, and then you can go smell anything else because you've wiped your palate clean. It's almost like a reset.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, okay, now I've watched something that I couldn't predict. Okay.
I don't think it's like the same movie, but I think it's going to have this sort of Napoleon Dynamite slow build.
I would think so, too. Or cult following.
Yeah, people will stay with people for a really long time. But because it's just, I just love the timing on all this. And our buddy Rob Shickley, that used to work for the Stars and now has his own PR company, he tweeted this earlier. He tweeted all the dates that the Star Wars movies came out. And you've heard me talk about this a million times. But the first three Star Wars movies, two of them came out on my actual birthday.
Wow.
And then another one came out on May 21st, 4 days before my birthday. And the reason is that I think because of Memorial Day weekend was always a good movie release weekend for blockbusters or whatever. But my dear mom... shout out to Gator. We've had her on the show many times. In the 70s and early 80s, there was no movie phone. There was no go online and buy tickets. People stood in line. And they used to do news stories. And they would show people wrapped around a building standing in line to see a freaking Star Wars movie. Think about this. Think about how popular that movie was. My mom would go camp out
so I could see it. That's all. My mom made us go with her and wait in line. But thank you, Mom, for taking us. But
I got to see every Star Wars movie on my birthday because my mom would camp out and wait in line for hours, sometimes overnight, to make sure that I got
overnight.
That. Overnight. So God bless
That's
you,
incredible.
Gator.
I can remember each theater that I saw the movie. I saw one of them at North Park. Mm-hmm. I saw one of them at Prestonwood Mall. Those theaters over there, which mm-hmm. aren't even there anymore,
yeah, got torn down.
Out. And one of them at Richardson Square Mall.
Awesome.
It's just so vivid, having all the toys, all the action figures, and me and my brothers would line up the action figures like and play football.
So you did have Star Wars characters as football players.
That's why we would set them up and like you would like have a draft and you'd set them up and across from each other, whatever, and like
square those hoes off.
That action figure, the one that looked like a hammerhead shark.
Yeah, that was Hammerhead.
That thing was super tall, so we thought it was like Too Tall Jones. It was a defensive end.
Yeah, you get the long arms.
But yeah, man, it was just it was so good and so important, and that's why, you know, the middle ones being so terrible just couldn't. I didn't even.
And they needed people to make them that still cared about it. At that point, Lucas was an old man cranking out money. He was making product.
I didn't like any of those movies.
Yeah,
I thought they were all terrible, and it was hard to kind of get my kids excited about them too.
Right.
But I went back and had my kids watch the original three, and they were in.
Yeah,
they loved them, and so took my kids to the first one, and now my 12-year-old's been hitting me up nonstop. Dad, you got to buy tickets. You got to buy tickets.
Right.
We got to go. So he's just as excited as I am, which is awesome. My 10-year-old doesn't really care for movies. He doesn't like the sound. It's too loud, and so he doesn't like it.
Why did you have a Russian kid?
He asked me to take him to a Mavs game instead. He goes, Dad, if you take Max to that movie, will you take me to a Mavs game? So I'm going to take Miles to a Mavs game.
That's a good call by Miles.
Good call, right?
Absolutely. I encourage everyone, 214-747-MAVS, if you'd like to go to a Mavs
no
game.
No doubt. Oh, and by the way,
yep.
They've had that sellout streak. We don't have time to get into it,
yep.
But Cuban has a philosophy on tickets that I think people need to know.
Well, people make fun of the streak, and I get it. I see the cynicism, although I think the crowds have been good for a team with that record for the last couple of years. But they give tickets away in a lot of circumstances to youth groups and things like that with the idea of instead of revenue at the gate, I'd rather build Mav fans for life, so we're going to help some of these kids that don't get to go to games get some tickets. So that's behind the sellout streak. You know, they do have people that buy tickets and have season ticket holders, but they also get, there was a big article in 538. They give a lot of tickets away to youth groups and charities so people
awesome.
Can go to games.
Much respect.
Yeah.
Much respect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.